We're the Infamous String Dusters, and my name is Chris Pandolfi. I play banjo.
My name is Andy Falco. I play guitar.
Hey, Andy Hall on the dobro.
I'm Jeremy Garrett on the fiddle.
Venue in Nashville called Marathon Music Works, and you guys are opening for Yonder Mountain String Band later this evening. Tell me a little about your tour with Yonder so far. This is an awesome match. What made you guys want to team up?
Well, we crossed paths so many times. I mean, we're basically in the same scene, extended sort of family of bands, and really over the last 2 years, our band has been making a transition to playing more of a scene that Yonder has been working on really since their inception, you know, it's like 10 years ago now or more even, I think. But, you know, they were sort of born in that Colorado scene, and we more came out of the Nashville scene, and, you know, a lot has changed for us in the last few years in terms of our direction and our trajectory, and as we find ourselves playing more to the crowd that Yonder plays for, you know, what better way to go and find the big casual audience already intact than to go team up with bands like this. So, you know, we sort of sought it out, and also were lucky enough to form a relationship with them, you know, crossing paths last year, and then we just did it. Shows in the Southeast and kind of in the Midwest over the next 2 weeks. We've sort of been developing our relationship with these guys over the last year or so. We did a great tour with them last fall. We were out for 2 weeks, and they're just a really good group of guys, and you know, they've got a great band, and they've got an awesome business rolling. You know, they're really bringing in the fans. They've done an amazing job at creating a community around their band that supports their music and other people's music as well. So they've just been really welcoming, the band has, and their crowd has as well. It's just been an awesome experience to be on the road with them.
I heard Ben from Yonder had a baby recently.
Correct. Congratulations,
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah.
And one of you guys is filling in for him?
That's Travis. He's the one not here at the interview right now.
He's learning their stuff.
He's learning 30 songs for later tonight.
Wow. So, okay.
He's been doing a couple of shows, and I think tonight is his last show filling in on bass with Yonder, so we're proud of him, and he's an awesome bass player, so I'm sure he's been having a blast doing that.
Welcome their first child into the world. We have the future Yonder Mountain saxophone player. So he's hanging with the wife and the new family, but we are so glad to have the last few nights, and he has just been an amazing guy to hang out with. I loved him before, and I love him even more now. From said infamous String Dusters, Mr. Travis Book on the bass.
Bands working together like this, I've found, is really common in bluegrass, especially at festivals, which you guys are regulars at. Are there any festivals that you're especially looking forward to this year?
Yeah, we're doing the String Cheese Incident has a festival in Portland. We're doing this summer at Horning's Hideout, which would be pretty cool, and
the Forest,
and yeah, Electric Forest exactly. Yeah,
Wakarusa.
So, right, Wakarusa, and we have our own festival, which we do in October, which is probably what we look forward to the most, just because it's sort of our own party, you know, and we get to invite the bands that come and play, and so it's called the Festi, so that's definitely one, obviously, we look forward to. And this year will be our third year doing it, so, it should be a good summer worth of festivals. Rocky Grass is another one we're doing where we teach the bluegrass kind of camp, and Grand Targhee, another one. So.
Delfest, of course.
So, yeah, a bunch of good ones.
How does a band get to the point where they create a festival?
it's a ton of work, but it actually makes a lot of sense, you know, from our perspective. And really the reason that we did it was because, you know, we travel to these things year round pretty much, and we get to see it from all sides. And, you know, we also, we're in the business of putting on a show. You know, record sales are still pretty ambiguous. I mean, the show is really the thing, creating a great experience, and we wanted to extend that into the sort of full festival format. So we looked at all the things that we thought were good about festivals, and then called upon our community of friends, musicians, bands, etc., and put together the event, really not knowing what we were doing the first year. And it turned out to be a success, and the second year was a big improvement on the first, and now we're going into year three, and it's really turned out to be a cool thing for us.
Speaking of live music, let's talk about your most recent release. It's called We'll Do It Live. It's kind of unique. You guys capture the sound of the audience on these recordings.
It's our first real production live album, and it's also the first album that we put out under our own independent imprint, High Country Recordings, and that was last fall. And you know, we're a band that really does things different every night. Live is really our thing, sort of our format where we thrive, where our art comes to life. So we went out on a 5-day run and played some of our favorite rooms, and you know, got some good production together, and we just sort of captured the live experience, you know, not only the band but also the energy of the crowd, and put out what I think is a really good live record. So we're proud of it, and also, you know, to kind of get our new label rolling, it was an exciting thing. So hopefully there's gonna be a lot more of that to come in the future.
Where did the name come from?
The name came from...
Where do you think it came from?
I don't know.
Oh.
The name came from the one and only Bill O'Reilly, whose ideas you may or may not agree with, but he made a complete fool of himself on Inside Edition back in the day and gave us the name for our first live album. So thank you, Bill O'Reilly, for that, at least.
Or at most,
right, yeah. Thank you and good day.
I'm sure he's listening.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
He follows. Yeah. He's a big follower.
He might have the record.
I'm surprised he hasn't seen it.
Andy, can you tell me about your School of Dobro?
Yes, I can. Something I just sort of got going, the Andy Hall School of Dobro. It's a format that is pretty innovative, so I filmed all these lessons that people can have access to, and then they can submit like video questions to me, and I can do like video responses if they have questions about the lessons. So the company is called ArtistWorks, and it was started by a guy who helped start AOL. So he knew the computer business pretty well, and was a sort of a amateur musician and wanted to figure out a better way to learn how to play music. So he developed this, and they have the School of Bluegrass, and they've got some other great players who participate. But yeah, it's in its first month, and it's doing great. I think I have 90 students. So,
oof. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun. Your newest album comes out on March 13th. Tell me about Silver Sky.
It It's an interesting project for us. It's our first project as a five piece, and we took the opportunity to sort of explore some different instruments. Andy Falco here plays piano, you know, things that are mixed in that sort of make it sound unique. And yeah, I mean, it's just sort of an evolution for us as writers. You know, we all participated in the writing of the album. Andy Falco sings a song on lead on there, which is a new thing for us on recording, so that's awesome. So we just continues our sort of exploration of ourselves musically. We have a variety of backgrounds, and so we continue to explore those backgrounds, you know, get outside of just sort of bluegrass, which is how we got together.
Yeah. It's like every album almost you start to sort of peel back what's down inside, you know, and sort of exploit, you know, all of these other influences. Yeah. More and more, and you get more comfortable doing that, and you know, so it's been a great, you know, experience.
This is your fifth studio album, and what I've seen with bands is that it usually takes about three or four albums before they really come into their own and kind of gain some confidence and really refine their mission as musicians. Have you guys seen that in your own journey?
Yeah, I mean, we've always been comfortable in the studio. That was never sort of new for us as individuals, but definitely working as a band, we've gotten really comfortable working together and writing together, and it just gets easier, I think, as time goes on, to compromise and select the right music, and you worry about yourself less and less, and you just think more about the whole as time goes on, so it's kind of a nice learning process there.
Yeah, you mature, and then it's always a journey, of course, you know, I mean, as you make each record, it's always a musical journey. I think, you know, you don't want to make the same record over and over again, and so, you know, I think you're always sort of searching for that next thing, and yeah, I think the songs get better, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the focus becomes a lot more about the song, you know, than it does, like, do we have enough solos? And
yeah.
I think that's sort of part of the transition also, maybe from like the bluegrass world into just making music. Yeah. You know.
Touring as much as we do, you know, you can't take it for granted. You can't take it lightly. You need to really work on making it the right thing so that it's not only, you know, adding up and amounting to something, but also so that you enjoy it while it's going along. Because, you know, there's no point in doing this now for something later, you know, trying to do this now so that now can be good. But we do... We've taken, you know, a good 6 weeks off every winter, and just to kind of let everyone chill and catch their breath and write new music. But we've been pretty much full on for 6 years, and we're kind of hitting our stride right now. So we got another busy year ahead of us.
Thank you.
Got to multitask.
I just thought it was funny that the closest thing to the mic